Welcome, everybody. This is Seminole Softball Monday on TCRS, the Coach Rogue Show. I'm the coach, Jared Rogel, and we will be talking all about the NCAA regional round and previewing the upcoming super regional round on this episode of TCRS and Seminole Softball Monday.
Taking you inside the locker room, into the coaching offices, and onto the field. Lace up the cleats, grab the glove, pick up the bat, and get ready to play. Because it's time for Seminole Softball Monday on the Coach Rogue Show. And now, here are Jared Rogel and the head coach of FSU Softball, Lonnie Alameda.
All right, welcome in, everybody. This is TCRS, the Coach Rogue Show. I'm the coach, Jared Rogel. This is Seminole Softball Monday. We're brought to you, as always, by Swivel Vision Training Goggles and Softball Spirit Magazine. Check them out at www.swivelvision.com and Softball Spirit Magazine. You can find that online at www.softballspirit.us. Really quick, going around softball for the Super Regionals edition. Kentucky and Florida will face off, Arizona and LSU, Louisiana Lafayette, the Raging Cajuns face off against Auburn, Georgia will take on Michigan, Oklahoma will take on Alabama, Missouri will take on UCLA in what could be a huge revenge game for UCLA. If y'all remember, towards the beginning of the 2000s, Mizzou actually went out to UCLA. Missouri was unranked at the time and actually ended up upsetting UCLA out in Los Angeles. Oregon will take on NC State, and Florida State will take on Tennessee in Knoxville. Game starts on Thursday, 7 o'clock on ESPN. And with that, I'm joined, as always, by my co-host for Seminole Softball Monday, the head coach of the Florida State Seminoles, Lonnie Alameda. Coach, good to have you here. Congratulations on taking regionals.
Thank you very much. Exciting time of year. Something you start training for in the off season in September.
The first game, the one against Dartmouth, four things you really can never control in athletics are where you play, who your opponent is, your officials, and the weather. So I want to go to that last one, the fourth one there, the weather, something that a lot of regionals had to experience this week was that weather and the delays and even delaying games to another day and a team possibly having to play three games in one day. So from a pitching standpoint, what do you tell your pitchers when you are in that delay or once again starting to get delayed? What do you tell them to kind of keep them loose, keep them warm during that delay?
You talk about it all season in reality. I mean, you have adversity, you got to deal with it. I think when you get to this time of year, you know as a pitcher what you need to do in order to be ready. So most of our pitchers can get loose in 15 minutes. You know, it's more of a mindset than it is, really going through a lot of drills and stuff like that. So we just kind of, when we had that good 2.5 hour, 3 hour delay or whatever it was, you know, we just get off and go relax, lay down, play hockey, do what you do some mindless stuff, and then when we get towards the time where it says game time is going to be in 30 minutes or 25 minutes, then you start to go through your routine, so it's getting loose again.
Coach, the next thing, scoring fast. This season, when FSU has scored in the first inning, y'all are 21-0. Talk about the importance of really starting fast, especially once you get into tournament time.
It's been a goal of ours all season to get on the board first and, you know, put the pressure on the other team and something that we strive for, and I think Morgan Claven is a big key to that. When Morgan gets on and sparks our offense, give us a chance to get the going and get the runs.
Offensively, second inning, you guys get bases loaded. They're able to work out of it. Third inning, an error leads to the bases being juiced. Lacy and company get out of it. So just talk about the overall discipline play, the ability of your team really all season long when it's happened to work out of these tough situations without having any damage put up against them.
Starts in the circle. The pitchers really talk about pitching the defense and really have a game plan for each hitter and try to execute the game plan for each hitter. So sometimes, you know, you do get in situations where an error's happened or you walk the hitter, but you still got to stay present for next pitch and execute the plan for the next hitter. And then that's going to roll you into getting out of those big innings. And it's kind of goes to what we say, stop the bleeding. We want to stop the bleeding. So we're in a situation right now. Let's think about where we're at right now. Let's get out of this. If it's one run we give up, so what? Go work and get hitting in the get in the dugout to get hitting.
So, Coach, let's go to, you know, the other let's go game one against UCF now, Central Florida. You know, the theme in that game, it's still the one, Burroughs just continues to do what she needs to do, taking out, you know, 10 of the first batters that she faced in that game. Then the other thing, on the offensive side, you know, really patience at the dish came to mind as I'm viewing that game. You know, Warren gets walked four times. O'Brien gets walked two times. You know, talk a little bit about that and what you really took out of the first game against UCF.
UCF has an amazing pitching staff in Shelby Tournier and Kenzie Otis. And I think that, you know, our mindset was really try to make them throw as many pitches as possible, really try to key in on the pitches that we could handle. We hadn't really faced Tournier much. We've a little bit more. Both of them are great pitchers. They execute great pitching plans. And so we definitely had to get in there and be good at getting a swing off for the team. Tournier pitched an amazing game on Saturday. She was really good, and it wasn't towards the end of the game, as what our hitting coaches preach all the time is, you know, that there's going to be one time where you get a chance to swing for the team. And you know, I think that it was huge for Maddie to be comfortable to be in that moment. And she felt really good all day and, you know, got something that she could handle and was able to tie up the game for us. So, yes, that goes to patience, but that also goes to having a plan and having a plan from the first pitch to the very last pitch of the game and being able to have trust and confidence in executing it.
So the regional final, again, that was a rematch with Central Florida. You guys take them out in that game, 5-0. Big things, the two big things I took out of the game were, again, you know, Burroughs just coming out, allowing only two hits, you know, single in the second and then the single in the seventh. And then the other thing was the plan to attack slappers that she talked mm-hmm. about, and just having the overall – her being able to be in the circle and when she's in there to know that her defense is going to be making that shifting adjustment, the trust that she has not only in her defense that she's gained throughout the season, but also obviously in the coaching staff to call those shifts if needed. The other thing is, and you know, something that you had talked about after the game was being a smarter team the second time around. Mm-hmm. So talk briefly about those and anything else you might have taken out of that regional final contest.
We had another opportunity to gain some belief and confidence in Jessica Burroughs' ability to step up for the team. A lot of chances you get as a pitcher to really gain confidence from what your team is going to do for you, but what you can do for your team. And so going 3 days in a row for her, you know, ACC tournament, everything she's done lately, she just keeps building her resume of like why, you know, she could be the kid in the circle. And so that's been huge for us. And, you know, Lacey got that when she took over for Monica, and, you know, and now Jessica's going to go into it. So that's big, kind of like a quarterback, you know, you're building a quarterback for a team, and that's the mentality. So when she's really bought into it, you know, you get runs, the offense, awesome. We get two runs, we're ready to roll. Takes a lot of pressure off the pitcher to have to be really fine. And she knew the game plan. She'd already faced them. So going into Sunday, she knew exactly what she was going to do. If they had made adjustments off of her, then she had another game plan to go to. And she was definitely going to put in her second game plan. We didn't have too many adjustments made, so she was able to stick with pitching the defense, and she was very comfortable doing that.
Going into that second game against UCF in the regional final, what were a couple of the biggest things that you took out of the first game, and in particular, batting strategically, batting-wise against Tournier, that you knew that you needed to work on going into that second game?
One of the biggest ones was Morgan Claveman putting the bunt down. I think once, you know, Morgan was a little passive at the plate the day before, and so when the coaches met and they talked about the hitting plan, one of them was for the slappers to be able to put the bunt down and start to be able to use the dirt a little bit more. And when she put that first bunt down, it was on first base, you could collectively see the whole dugout go, oh, okay, Morgan's back, we're good to go. Then we squared up the balls. You know, we were looking for some pitches. We were able to get some good swings off, even though results were out. Did it matter? You know, we were hitting her where the day before she was striking out quite a few of the hitters. So so I think that just set the tone. The first inning set the tone, and everyone felt really comfortable and relaxed and what they were going to get and keep going with the game plan. So those were two huge things for us.
The Super Regional, you guys are going to go up to Tennessee, a very good offensive team. Tennessee has the ability to put in and insert in, and offensively, teams have to be ready for this when she comes in, is the insertion of Rainey Gaffin and her drop ball, which obviously creates an instant change and look for the batters. You know, another thing, Tennessee is very, very loose playing team at home. How important for you guys is it going to be for you to get in there and immediately disrupt that by starting so fast with knowing that they are such a loose team when they play it in front of those fans?
What I've seen from Tennessee is they're loose everywhere. They're just a bunch of freshmen, and they're out playing and having fun. I've seen them in California. I've seen them at the SEC tournament. I mean, everything they do across the board right now is pretty consistent. And I agree, it starts with Rainey Gaffin. I think she's a big leader for them. She's kind of a big goofball out there, but she's a very talented softball player. She brings it to the plate. She can run. She can play some outfield, and then she can come in and pitch. And so all-around kid, this time of year, it is awesome to compete against teams like that and athletes like that. Like, it's just that's what it's all about. You're going to go through some amazing teams to get to the World Series, and you want some dogfights, and you want to be against challenging players like her and like the offense that they're producing right now. So we expected this. We want this. It's going to be exciting. We hope that they're just crazy, crazy Tennessee Volunteer fans. Like, you know, you want that atmosphere because it's going to prepare you for the World Series. And so we're ready to take it head on. We're excited about it. And after a lot of video and scouting today, we're going to put it into plan tomorrow at practice, and then we're going to give it our best, just like we have been for the last month of our season.
Now, one thing that I'm sure you probably haven't seen yet was the post-game press conference and media session that Tennessee had after they won their regional, and the comment that Karen Weekly made. And she said that Florida State is a two-headed pitching monster. So your thoughts on that, and what is your two-headed pitching monster in Karen Weekly's words need to do when they go up to Tennessee?
Yeah, well, you know, I think that the Weeklies are probably just as concerned about all four of our pitchers because we've thrown them, you know, throughout the last couple weeks. And but, you know, they know how to pitch by committee because they've been doing it all season. So what they've been doing, they're getting ready to face. You know, we've got, you know, two kids that have great accolades. Lacey Waldrop's been through the ringer. She's been player of the year. She's been at the World Series. She's been in big games. Now Jessica Burrows towards the end of the season has gotten the same thing. So we know we have two kids that we could go to in any pressure situation, and they're pretty comfortable with it. And then we've got Bailey Chanella at any time to pull in and you know, get us out of jams or give us some quality at-bats or quality situations, get us out some situations with some hitters, and be able to go back to right field and play some outfield. So I think she's looking at it the same way that she's doing as a pitching coach herself at Tennessee when she's got three pitchers that she can go to at any time.
From a strategic standpoint, and really I guess it's got to be more on, you know, how you prepare your hitters for really facing maybe one pitcher instead of a multiple amount of pitchers, but what goes into that?
Well, you know, game one's huge. You know, you go in there and you get the first one under your belt, then you're in a pretty darn good position for day two. But, you know, I mean, we had the most runs scored against us ever last year with Michigan, so we've been in that situation. So it's kind of like a so what, bring it on. You know, we'll deal with it when it comes to us. And so I think, you know, the whole thing right now is pitch one, be ready for it, and then just let the chips fall where they fall because we're just going to go give everything we have. So I think if you get really kind of stuck in the strategic part of it and we're really worried about every scenario, you lose the fact that you're just going out to win pitches on the defensive side, win pitches on the offensive side. And then, you know, when the last out's made, you give in your all.
Coach, listen, thanks a lot for joining us today, and we'll look forward to you talking with you next Monday and talking about a trip to Oklahoma City.
Sounds awesome. I look forward to it. Thanks, Jared.
All right. This has been Seminole Softball Monday here on TCRS. Don't forget to make sure you guys follow everything Florida State Softball on our show description there. All the links are there. Coach Alameda's Twitter handle is there. The FSU Twitter handle and Facebook and Instagram handles as well. Make sure you follow TCRS at TCR Show. That's at TCR Show. You can follow me at Coach Rogol. That's at Coach Rogol. Until next time, later times, everybody.